Have you heard him singing this song? These are the Krishna consciousness. If this mood is not here, we are not in Krishna consciousness. He has come to this world only to give all these things in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want that this should be. Otherwise, always controlling, always meeting, always money, always this thing, that thing, consciousness real will not come. He has very little time to groom, to clear heart, and after that giving seed to sprout them, and after that to nourish and a big tree of prem, love, affection should come. But he has no time. We should try to do all these things. Not only mere chanting with dry heart will not go. It may be that we can go towards karmi only for enjoyment of all the other things, sense gratifications we can do now. Like karmis, they also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not for Krishna prem, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. So we should try. No? So here he is telling, hear all these things. How gopis are dancing with Krishna. And they are teaching Krishna. Oh, you should dance like me. You should sing like me. And Krishna is then telling, Krishna is singing in fifth
no.
And gopis are doing in seven. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. This is the south. And gopis are going more. Sa ni dha pa ma. Krishna, oh, what? Shavasa. What? Sadhu sadhu. I cannot sing like you. Krishna is dancing. So superior. So superior. But when Srimati Radhika dances, Krishna, charming, and seeing the peacocks, they stop their dancing. Krishna palak is not going. Palak, you know?
Island.
He forget himself. And then telling, oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. In uplands, there are nothing. So we should try to take our appellants, then that wall, and to throw out. How you can throw out? Only by hearing the Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, with any bona fide Vaishnava who is so rashi, bhav, intelligent, knowing all the tattva, from Maya tattva to Krishna tattva, Gopi tattva, Gopal tattva, Bhakti tattva, Maya tattva, every tattva, you know. Like gopis, when they dance, Brahma Gyan comes from their nails. Automatically it will come. But they don't honor. They don't honor. So by hearing Hari Katha, getting separate any lever for knowing and teaching Gyan, that Krishna had so many affluence, always, always, whole life. Then you can go to Vaikuntha only, not you can cross. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this one. He has to give bhakti rasa. Bhakti rasa. And that will lead it to praja. Praja. Jivanti sanmukharitang bhardiya vartam. Jivanti sanmukharitang. He used to do pranam. He does pranam. Who is telling Harikatha? like Sukadeva Goswami, like Vyasadeva, like Narada Goswami, more than that, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all. And they were telling Harikatha to each other, and Srimad Bhagavatam reading and explaining Srila Rupa Goswami. All you to do pranam to Rupa Goswami, to the place where Katha is going on, and to those who are hearing to them, and to Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the audience there doing pranam. And also to Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, that you are like a person. Not that Harikatha is only zero, no power, no. Bhakti has personality. Harikatha is handsome Krishna. Srimad Bhagavati, himself Krishna. No difference. But this is slow.
Srimad Bhagavati Bhagavata.
Eh?
Krishna Tulya Bhagavata.
No. Yeah, Bhagavat jo hai. भागवत को प्रणाम करता हूँ, वो कृष्ण के ही स्वरूप हैं।
समाधि देवं करुणा निधानं,
तमाल वर्णं सुहितावतारं, अपार संसार समुद्र सेतो भजामहे कृष्ण कृष्ण एंड भागवत आर वन थिंग, द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण एंड कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ इज वन थिंग, चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड हिज पास्ट टाइम्स आर सेम थिंग, नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड हिज हरिकथा इज सेम, no difference at all. And sthane sthita, what is the meaning of sthane sthita? To the place where you are, or in the place of Vaishnava are telling Harikatha there, whether you are sannyasi, renounced order person, whether are you grihi means householders, whether you are brahmachari, whether you are brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, whether you are American, Indian, or anyone, no difference at all. Anywhere you should be, being here in San Francisco, in where? Bristol.
Bay Area.
Bristol.
Berkeley.
We are in Berkeley. You should understand that we are not in Berkeley. We are sitting in the midst of Vrindavan, in Seva Kunj, under Bansibat, in Radha Kunj. And all the Vaishnava are associates of Rupa Goswami. And I am the servant, maid servant of Srimati Radhika or Krishna. So doing pranam Harikatha. Where there are Vaishnava, it is like Vrindavan. So I think that this is Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing here. A current of Jamuna is coming. And there are so many Govardhan hills here, there, everywhere. And Vrindavan, so many trees, creepers and all this here. So we are in Vrindavan. If anyone is in Vrindavan, in the midst of Vrindavan, in Seva Kunj, and he is thinking of Hanuman, then he is in Ayodhya. If anyone like Narad thinking of praying of Lakshmi Narayan, Narayana Narayana Simman Narayana, then he is in
Vaikuntha.
And even in Vrindavan, I am thinking, oh, how my wife is there. Oh, why my, oh, where my beloved is there. Why my children here? I cannot live without my darling daughter, darling son. Then he is where? He is not in Vrindavan, not anywhere. He is in his family. So don't like you. Anyone here in this place? Say Berkeley. Berkeley. And he is thinking of Vrindavan and hearing all these pastimes of Krishna. And a person there, and thinking of his daughters and sons and beloved wife and husband, then a devotee in Berkeley is so superior than that. And if anyone being in Vrindavan in Radha Kunda, and thinking of Radha Krishna, all jugal milan, they are harshed. So, if doing like this, anyone hears, then all the tattva gyan will come automatically. Nothing to do with Brahma gyan. And gyan means appellants that Krishna is Supreme Personality. Then he can conquer Krishna even. He is not conquered by anyone. He is not conquered by Satyabhama Rukmini. He is not controlled. Sometimes he may control, but not fully by their associates like Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal. He is also sometimes controlled by her mother, Yashoda and Nanda Baba, but not fully. To whom he is fully controlled? Only to Gopis, Gopinath, and most ever from Srimati Radhika. So, he can be controlled. But how he will be controlled? Then he is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, yes, yes, something, but he should go on further. I want to hear something more. Then he is telling, Nano Pachar Kirtan Pujanam Artha Bandho Premnaivas Bhakta Sahidam Hidayam Sukhavit Dutam Shat Javat Kudant Jatare Jaratha Apipasa Javat Sukhaya Bhavato Nanu Bhakshate. You should read the meaning of Jnane Prayasam of Swamiji. And if there is purport, you can also read.
Ramananda Rai continues, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truth should hear from self-realized souls about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service, remaining free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, mind, and words, they can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable.
Yes.
Huh. And then,
Parpat.
Then, there's the next verse, another purport.
You should read.
Then Lord Caitanya replied, this is all right, but still you can speak more. So Ramananda Rai replied, ecstatic love for the Supreme Lord is the essence of all perfection. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his Amrita Pravaha Bhakya, says that after hearing Ramananda Rai, Lord Caitanya said, Eho haya age kaha ara. This means that the process accepted in devotional service, but there is something more. Therefore, he requested him to explain what is beyond. Simply executing duties of all varna anashramas is not as good as offering the results of activities to the Lord. Then he says that devotional activities sometimes appear to be impure in the neophyte stage, but in the mature stage they are completely pure from material activity. So Ramananda replied that after hearing the last statement of Mahaprabhu, he said, Prema Bhakti Sarva Sajasada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually accepted this verse as the basic principle of perfection.
Yes.
One has to practice this principle in order to make further progress. When further progress is actually made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving service. The first stage is called sadhana, and the result of sadhana must be ecstatic love, attachment to the Lord, and that is called prema bhakti. In the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, association with devotees, and practicing devotional service. One is thus freed from all unwanted things. Then one becomes fixed in devotional service and increases his desire to act in devotional service. One thus becomes attached to the Lord and his service.
Here, Jiva Goswami, and especially Vishwanath Chakravarti, has Thakur has told, Jnane prayasamad udupasya. The common general meaning is that we should not try to take jnana. What is that jnana? Here it has been noted for impersonal jnana. What jnana? That Krishna is himself God and he has so much opulence, then no real prem will come. So he has warned that even you should not try to gain the knowledge that Krishna has so many opulence and he is God of gods. Then he is telling that how Krishna will be controlled. In last shloka he has told that Krishna is conquered. How he is conquered? We are hearing, but he will be not conquered because we have no moods. If I have no moods, no affection, then if he will, nano pachara krita pujanam artabandho. Krishna is artabandho. Artabandho means deenabandho. Then bandhu, you know, we are deen and he is deenabandho.
Kind of a fallen self.
But when we think that we are so rich, we are so much learned, false ego of worldly ego, we are so strong, we can control whole world, then he is not deen. What is? Actually he is deen, but he is thinking that I am not deen. I can control Krishna even. I control. If he is forward, then Krishna will, because I am guru. Really they are not guru. Prem can never be achieved by these false egos. We'll have to give up all these egos. We should also give up kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarya, you know, perhaps six. Also, six kinds of veg, manveg, krodh veg, jiva veg, udar vast veg. Atyaha, prayasasya, prajalpam, nimagra, janasanga, lau, lancha, everything should be. Don't do any offense to the Vaishnavas, those who are taking. Even they are Kanishtha, even they are doing something, nonsense. But they are chanting Hari name and think that Krishna is mine. He may be so, like Apiche Duracharo, like the Mangal in the first stage. But we should not criticize anyone. Even in third class, Kanishtha Vaishnava also, but to tell of Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. Sometimes we forget because we become so rich, wealthy, taking the money and all things from others. But now we have become also monarch. And so false ego. Then we try to control devotees and try to control bhakti and prem and everything. But it ruins. So we should try to be not offensive to Vaishnavas, Hari name, bhakti and Bhagavan. Don't do namaparad at all. These are all not namaparad. So we should not try to do all these things. We should try to beware and careful from all these things. So if there is no prem, no affection, nothing, and we are doing Shorasopachar. Shorasopachar means
16 kinds
of archan. Idam asanam, idam achmaniyam, esha madhuparka, etat pushyamalya, etat snaniyam, ganga jalam, godavari jala, prayag jal, haridwar jal, and seas, everything, by water, by dood, dudmane milk, ghee so much, like to yesterday, so much everything, and giving all to Krishna, but no prem is here, no mindness. Then, nothing that. Krishna has no what?
Hunger.
He is not hungry. Never he will become hungry. He is not thirsty. No feeling, no thirst. Wanting nothing from anyone. He is himself, what? Sapta?
No? Supreme Personality.
No. Aptakam. You know Aptakam? And Atmaram. If any bhakt brings, so, if any bhakt wants that, I want to give something to my son, like Sakima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Puri, and he is thinking, so delicious thing he has prepared, and she is getting to, oh, how beautiful it was that my son would have come here, and I will give some in his mouth. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes hungry. So any bhakt, and he used to come there and to take all these things. So Krishna has no appetite. He is not thirsty. He is Atmakam, Atmaram. But if any bhakt, devotee, will think that I want to give something to Krishna. I prepare for Krishna. So Krishna will have. Shortly he will be hungry. And at once come and take all these things. But if you are giving 16, all these things, kinds of things, he will never look after that. Like in Duryodhan palace. He gets so many, 360 kinds of so sweet things. But Krishna told, I have no appetite at all. I have come to compromise. If my work is done, then I may take. But I am thinking that you are not giving me from heart. I have no appetite. I have not fulfilled my work. Why should I take? And then he went to Vidurani. And he has nothing to give to Krishna. Oh, mother, I am so hungry. Seeing this, hearing this, she became overjoyed. What to give and what to not give, she could not decide. Where I am, who am I? She took the
banana.
And kill, banana kill. And began to, what word?
Peel.
Peel. And he used telling what things is taken off. Ears, tears in eyes, over Krishna began to take that pill. And he was so much satisfied that he told, Vidur came and told, why you are giving this thing? Why you are not giving banyana or what thing? You should give that thing and you are filling, throwing. Krishna told that, I have never taken a sweet thing like he is giving. I have never taken in Dwarka, never anywhere in this world. And he began to take that thing, put what is thrown out. So Krishna becomes very, tests all these things, not artificial things. So if there is prem, love, affection, then he will take. Otherwise not. So we should not give offer to Krishna directly or Srimati Radhika. We should offer to Gurudev, and Gurudev will offer to. And Gurudev calls Srimati Radhika, oh, you, without you, Krishna cannot take anything. So Srimati Radhika comes and gives. So it should go to through our realized Guru or devotee. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi yadi labhyate tatra mallyamape mulyame kalam janma koti sukritarna. It has been told for only by the bhakti. First thing, no upachar. This is by the bhakti. If there is no prem and doing all these things, then it is by the bhakti. Really, we are not such a love affection for Krishna. We want to do like this. We are only fearing from worldly sufferings and sorrows, birth and death. So for this, actually we have come to Him. So, no prema at all. So Krishna will not be controlled by this bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming only to give them prema, and that is why He is telling that Krishna bhakti, this is not Vaidhi bhakti, this begins from Raganuga. If a man has greed to serve Krishna, like Subal Sridham Madhumanga, like Jasoda Maya and Nanda Baba, like gopis, if any very lean and thin greed is there, then for them, this is Krishna bhakti rasabhavita. Mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labdhate tatva laullam api mulyame kalam janma koti sukirtarnam. You know Sukriti? What is Sukriti? Pat activity, not only. It should be added. Bhakti, Bhagavan,
and
if a man is giving anything to beggars, and he is bona fide beggar, it will be sukarma. And if you are giving anything very little to really a Vaishnava, who is Krishna Bhakta, then it will be sukriti. If you are giving a very little oil for a lamp in Thakur Mandi, it will be sukriti. And if you are giving hundreds and thousands of dollars, lakhs of dollars to in a marriage, who are their parents, who are so poor, they cannot give marriage, and we are donating. It is sukarma, but not sukriti. So, if you are doing lakhs and lakhs sukritis together, then we can have sadhu sangha. And by sadhu sangha, we will have bhakti. This is role. This is but we cannot have braja bhakti by this. No affection by this. Thousand and thousand, lakhs and lakhs. Sukriti will not give this braja bhakti. They will give sadhu sangha, and by sadhu sangha we will have bhakti. Shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasakhatma nivedan. But this we cannot control Krishna. Control this, no control. So he is giving next thing. If you have some, a very little lean and thin desire to serve Krishna like Prajavasis, like Subal Siddham, like Yasoda Maya, Nanda Baba, like gopis, then this sukriti will not do. That sadhu sangha will not do. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita. Like rasagulla, everywhere rasa and ras. The heart,
saturated.
In Krishna rasa. Everywhere rush. If he'll do like this, what?
Queen.
And rush, only rush will come. And he still, some rush remains in Rasagulla. Whatever you will do, even rush will be there. So if anyone's heart and mind has become like a Rasagulla, like Braja Rasa, everywhere, when we'll tell any Harikatha, when he will smile, when he will go, he will think, chant, only Krishna Rasa is coming by his pastimes telling. Then if you have a Sangha, then you should at once try to buy it. How it can be done? Not lakhs and lakhs of Sukriti, only serving them and hearing them. Like in the Council of Rupa Goswami, in the Council of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in the Council of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, like all this, not that. Like Swamiji, but first he was to clear, anyone not to clear the council where sits, so many jungles were there, thorns were there, he has to clear himself, and he has to pour water here, and then he will have to do some seed healing. And at once the Swami, his master called him, "Oh, come on, come on, come on." So we should try to develop all these things in that kind of Sukriti Sadhu Sangha. If anyone has, we should buy it. How? If I will have to give my head, I will give up at once, no delay, no doubt. Given all the rules and regulations of Vedas, Upanishads and all things, I will go to that Vaishnava and I will hear. And I will fall flat on the lotus feet of that Vaishnava. Oh, you should give your mercy. I want your mercy. Without your mercy, I will die at once. Telling this, and he will never chhod nahi sakta.
Never leave.
By this, it can come, that love. Then he will think that Krishna is mine, and Krishna will think that he is mine. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Yes, yes, very good, but you should go on. So more things are there. Then he told, I will explain afterward. Gaur Premananda. This water gave me Swamiji and told me, go and give to the seeds where the sprouts are drying. They are sukhrahe.
Drying.
I have brought that thing and I am trying to give water, but somewhat don't take water. Then they will drive her to tell. I could not serve them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.